is ugly, undulating uvulas. In fourth place, with 5,720 points, is Graduates of a Lesser God. In third place, with 6,000 points, is Knights of Neek. In second place, with 6,530 points, is Return of Sloopy X-Tide with Network. And in first place, with 6,725 points, is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is There's an IMAX in Madison. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is There's an IMAX in Madison. And now, question one of hour 36. In advertising for this product, we are told that it gives you lashes that will reach for the stars, and its flexible precision brush works at the speed of light. What is the brand and product name of this mascara? Once again, question one of hour 36. In advertising for this product, we are told that it gives you lashes that will reach for the stars, and its flexible precision brush works at the speed of light. What is the brand and product name of this mascara? Good luck from Trivia 38.
Mother-in-law.
Question 1, hour 36. In advertising for this product, we are told that it gives you lashes that will reach for the stars. And its flexible precision brush works at the speed of light. What is the brand and product name of this mascara? Good luck.
like a torn lead, 110.5 miles a head. Cadillac look like dead steel, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Phones down the back, that ends question 1 hour 36. In advertising for this product, we are told that it gives you lashes that will reach for the stars, and its flexible precision brush works at the speed of light. What is the brand and product name of this mascara? The answer, L'Oreal Telescopic. The answer again, L'Oreal Telescopic. Moving on, question 2, hour 36. This big screen character was fired from her position as producer of the fictional game show The Perfect Date. What is the first and last name of this character? Once again, question 2, hour 36. This big screen character was fired from her position as producer of the fictional game show The Perfect Date. What is the first and last name of this character?
In the middle of an island, in the middle of the ocean, you and I beneath the moon. Just the monkeys and the palm trees in the middle of an island. When it's time to do some kissing, when it's time for lots of loving, I'm walking barefoot in the sand. Though there's no island at all, you're just a picture on my wall. My darling, how I wish we could be.
In the middle of question 2, hour 36, this big screen character was fired from her position as producer of the fictional game show The Perfect Date. What is the first and last name of this character?
Wop, 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 wop.
Fucked up mighty loud, and let's liven up this crazy crowd. Come on, shout,
shout, knock it down loud. Come on, yell, yell, loud and strong. You gotta scream, scream. You know what I mean? Put another dime in the wreck of the city.
On Saturday night now, we're having a time, so let's shout.
Shout, and knock it all out. Come on, yell, yell. Loud and strong, you gotta scream, scream. You know what I mean? Put another dime in the wrecking machine.
Hey, do the fly with our hands in the sky. Yeah, put some. shopping, baby, just you and I. School was out about a cordless ray, and we're having fun, now it's plain to see. So let's shout,
shout, and knock it all off. Come on, yell, yell, loud and swell. You gotta scream, scream, you know what I mean. Put another dime in the rack of the kid.
Yeah!
Phones down in the back. That ends question number two, hour 36, read like this. This big screen character was fired from her position as producer of the fictional game show The Perfect Date. What is the first and last name of this character? The answer, Carolina Mirabeau. Once again, the answer, Carolina Mirabeau. And it's time for Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 8. Once again, Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 8. From where you are now, go past the academy and the pine cones. Are you on the right team? Continue past the Christmas trees, the burned out letter, the Gary Wright hit, and the stand-up comic, turned sketch comedian. Now turn right. Follow the red arrow. Take the first left after the stop sign. Turn left at Specialists. Follow the road. Pick up your second Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your Trivia Stone stamp. Once again, Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 8. From where you are now, go past the Academy and the pine cones. Are you on the right team? Continue past the Christmas trees, the burned out letter, the Gary Wright hit, and the stand-up comic turned sketch comedian. Now turn right. Follow the red arrow. Take the first left after the stop sign. Turn left at Specialists. Follow the road. Pick up your second Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your Trivia Stone stamp. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team players' part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette. Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38. With our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, Dreamweaver's Bridal, experienced the difference, 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. And Hoffman's Hobbies, your sports authorities, 3001 Michigan Avenue, 341-3867. Moving right along to question 3, hour 36. This audience participation television series featured such sight gags as a whack trying to dislodge a coin from the top of her nose without moving her head, and a burly truck driver trying to squeeze into a girdle. What is the name of this radio series adapted to television? Once again, question 3, hour 36. This audience participation television series featured such sight gags as a whack trying to dislodge a coin from the top of her nose without moving her head, and a burly truck driver trying to squeeze into a girdle. What is the name of this radio series adapted to television? Good luck.
Me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama. Lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield. She hit me over the head. She cursed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama. Lay that pistol down. a cabaret in Dancing with a Blonde. Until one night she shut out the lights, bang, that blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe, I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down. And was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down. Now there was old Al Dexter, he always had his fun. But with some lead she shot him dead, his honking days are done. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing, mama, lay that pistol down.
In the middle of question 3, hour 36, this audience participation television series featured such sight gags as a whack trying to dislodge a coin from the top of her nose without moving her head, and a burly truck driver trying to squeeze into a girdle. What is the name of this radio series adapted to television? Good luck.
Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've got to get back up to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, to that sugar shack. There's a cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, to that sugar shack. Yeah, honey, to that sugar shack. Oh, yes, to that sugar shack. And now that sugar shack queen is a Mary to me, yeah. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that sugar shack.
Phones down in the back. That ends question 3, hour 36. This audience participation television series featured such sight gags as a whack trying to dislodge a coin from the top of her nose without moving her head, and a burly truck driver trying to squeeze into a girdle. What is the name of this radio series adapted to television? The answer, The Mrs. Goes A-Shopping. Once again, the answer, The Mrs. Goes A-Shopping. On to question 4, hour 36. Turn to picture number 17 in the new Trivia Times. The times were revolutionary. The gentleman in picture number 17 was remembered as being the first man to have an automobile with an automatic starter. What is the first and last name of this man? Once again, question 4, hour 36. Turn to picture number 17 in the new Trivia Times. The times were revolutionary. The gentleman in picture number 17 was remembered as being the first man to have an automobile with an automatic starter. What is the first and last name of this man? Question for hour 36, turn to picture number 17 in the new Trivia Times. The times were revolutionary. The gentleman in picture number 17 was remembered as being the first man to have an automobile with an automatic starter. What is the first and last name of this man?
It's much too groovy a summer's day to waste running round.
Phones down in the back. That ends question four, hour 36. Turn to picture number 17 in the New Trivia Times. The times were revolutionary. The gentleman in picture number 17 was remembered as being the first man to have an automobile with an automatic starter. What is the first and last name of this man? The answer, Casper Ribbits. Once again, the answer, Casper Ribbits.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
On to question number five, hour 36. What is the first and last name of the individual who set the men's United States record in the 1,500-meter run at 3 minutes, 29 and 30 hundredth seconds? Once again, question five, hour 36. What is the first and last name of the individual who set the men's United States record in the 1,500-meter run at 3 minutes, 29 and 30 hundredth seconds?
Trivia 38. And Blair Bondo.
Thank you.
of question 5, hour 36. What is the first and last name of the individual who set the men's United States record in the 1,500-meter run at 3 minutes, 29 and 30 hundredths seconds? Good luck from 90 FM. Phones down in the back. That ends question 5, hour 36. What is the first and last name of the individual who set the men's United States record in the 1,500-meter run at 3 minutes, 29 and 30 hundredths seconds? The answer, Bernard Lagat. The answer, Bernard Lagat. On to question 6, hour 36. This television character purchased a ferocious lion named Nuba to replace one that died. He went on to use the lion in his business. What is the first and last name of this television character? Once again, question 6, hour 36. This television character purchased a ferocious lion named Nuba to replace one that died. He went on to use the lion in his business. What is the first and last name of this television character?
Crying all night, 'cause everything did I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
In the middle of question six, hour 36, this television character purchased a ferocious lion named Nuba to replace one that died. He went on to use the lion in his business. What is the first and last name of this television character?
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happens on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool sharks standing side by side. Yeah, I feel injected stingray in a 413. Revving up our engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Question number six, hour 36. This television character purchased a ferocious lion named Nuba to replace one that died. He went on to use the lion in his business. What is the first and last name of this television character? The answer, Tim Champion. Once again, the answer, Tim Champion. Question seven, hour 36. This recently introduced product suggests that if you use it, you will smell like you're worth exploring. What is the complete trademarked brand and name of this product? Once again, question 7, hour 36. This recently introduced product suggests that if you use it, you will smell like you're worth exploring. What is the complete trademarked brand and name of this product? question 7, hour 36. This recently introduced product suggests that if you use it, you will smell like you're worth exploring. What is the complete trademark brand and name of this product? Phones down in the back. That ends question 7, hour 36. This recently introduced product suggests that if you use it, you will smell like you're worth exploring. What is the complete trademarked brand and name of this product? The answer, New Irish Spring Body Wash. Once again, answer question 7, hour 36, New Irish Spring Body Wash. Final question 8 of hour 36. What is the first and last name of the fictional senatorial candidate whose campaign headquarters were located at the Agogo Club? Once again, question 8, hour 36. What is the first and last name of the fictional senatorial candidate whose campaign headquarters were located at the Agogo Club? Good luck from the staff at 90 FM.
Nobody for me. Where did it say nobody? But nobody.
middle of question 8, hour 36. What is the first and last name of the fictional senatorial candidate whose campaign headquarters were located at the Agogo Club? Phones down in the back. That ends question 8, hour 36. What is the first and last name of the fictional senatorial candidate whose campaign headquarters were located at the Agogo Club? The answer, Hubert Morrison. Once again, the answer, Hubert Morrison.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good morning. With 90 FM News, I am DJ Albino. Dreams really do come true, even the complicated ones. Australian marine biologist Lloyd Godson no longer has that sinking feeling. He spent nearly 2 weeks underwater living in a 10-foot-long steel box. Godson pedaled an exercise bike to generate his own electricity and had to recycle his urine and waste. It was his dream to live underwater, and he won nearly $42,000 for the project in the Live Your Dream contest sponsored by Australian Geographic magazine. During his 13 days underwater, Godson watched videos on his laptop and used a wireless internet connection to communicate with school kids around the world. He even got some chocolate eggs delivered by what Godson says was the Easter shark. Since Godson spent all night underwater, Dave Blaine style, it isn't that surprising that he saw mythical animals. Good grief. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather this morning, partly cloudy, low of 54 degrees. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, a chance of thunderstorms, highs of 77 degrees. Currently, it's 53 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 35, and Question 1 for Hour 37 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Got monkeys.
This is 90FM. I was wondering if you would be interested in doing a Trivia Focus.
Sure.
What's your team name?
Got monkeys.
How did you get that name?
I found it.
Really?
Yeah.
How many players are on your team?
Two up and like three sleeping.
What kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
We pretty much do like beef, breakfast food, all that stuff, sort of. Yep.
If you found a capsule from outer space in your cornfield, would you raise whatever is inside it as your own?
Sure, yes.
If Oz has a weakness, what is it?
Monkey.
What is the best pickup line you've heard?
Got monkey.
What is your favorite letter of the alphabet and why?
I like these.
What superpowers would you like to have?
Faster than a speed bullet, yeah.
That's a good one. Do you have a favorite animal?
Yeah, cat.
Can you make a sound like a cat? What station rocks your socks off?
90FM.
All right, thank you very much.
For Trivia Focus at 90FM, I am John Harry.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th, from 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 35 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points, Question 2 is worth 80 points, Question 3 is worth 15 points, Question 4 is worth 0 points because of no one answering the question correctly. Question 5 is worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 500 points. Question 7 is worth 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 35 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 80 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 0 points because of no one answering the question correctly. Question 5 is worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 500 points. Question 7 is worth 15 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. The top 5 teams standing as of hour 35, question 8, are in 5th place with 5,680 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 5,885 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 6,085 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 6,580 points is Return of Sloopy X tied with Network. And in 1st place with 6,890 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is the big yellow one is the sun. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bags giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is the big yellow one is the sun. And now, question 1 of hour 37. What is the performing name of the partner of vocalist Fluorescent Leech? Once again, question 1 of hour 37. What is the performing name of the partner of vocalist Fluorescent Leech? Good luck from here at Trivia 38.